Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Hard work, man, for 60 minutes.
Yeah, they battled.
They battled. What did you like?
A lot of things. You know, I thought, you know, we had a good start. We just, every shift, every period, I didn't feel, you know, started the second, I thought they'd Portland had a good push. But, you know, to hold them to, you know, the low 20s and didn't give up a lot of odd man rushes and our checking, our defending, and, you know, overall just like the resilience of the group, you know, to have a tough one last night and, you know, travel, you get in at 5:30 in the morning and then you got to turn around and play again. You know, I thought we just did a great job and, you know, give up a goal in the third to lose the lead, but then to stick with it and then find a way to get the next one and then really play some heavy, hard hockey there down the stretch in the third period. Just really proud of the group.
Bill and I talked about you. They had some zone time, but it seemed like they were mostly on the perimeter.
Yeah.
So what is it that you saw that you guys were doing to make that happen? Like, what are the main ingredients to keeping a team like Portland, which you did tonight, keeping them to the outside?
Well, I think a team like Portland, they want to create a bunch of movement in the O-zone. And my 3 years in the USHL, whenever we would play the Chicago Steel, it was a very similar identity. And, you know, there's times that you have to give up a little bit of zone time and, you know, you get them feeling good, but everything's on the perimeter. You're protecting the middle of the ice and you're not giving up those grade A slot shots or, you know, even like Portland, you can see they want to make that backdoor play, that seam pass. And we gave it up a few times, but I just thought we did a great job protecting the middle of the ice. And to go 60 minutes against Portland and not give up an even strength goal against, obviously Piner was tremendous, but I mean, credit to all our kids tonight. They dug in, they battled, they cared so much. And when you're going through ups and downs with a younger team, it's important to enjoy and recognize the successes. And I, you know, tonight was probably the most proud I've been of our group, since I've been a coach here in Vancouver. So just, I thought it was excellent. And I think for all of us, it's like, that was a long week. I'm gassed. I can't even imagine how Joe feels,
right?
And Tobias and Brett. That's 6 games of hockey in 8 days, with a 3-4 and then top prospects and then travel. And we're all going to be up early tomorrow to watch more hockey. So, but no, it was just a really great effort tonight.
Coach, 13 games, whatever left. I said on the pregame show, is this a good time to get a good reading on the team that's left here right now with a couple of the top players sitting below us there in the stands? And I know they might be back, but is this a time where you can challenge your guys and kind of as a reading as a coach and GM with Nat to see who actually is able to exceed expectations, not meet them, but exceed them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody's getting a great opportunity. You know, we're a young team and a lot of guys have been thrown right into the fire and they're, you know, maybe elevated roles than where they would be on a you know, a older, deeper team. But for us, it's a great opportunity to evaluate and judge kind of where they're at and what their trajectory is. And at the same token, it's great experience for them. Like they have to, everybody says they want to be a top 6 guy, top 4 guy, a special teams guy. But then you do it and not just one game, you have to do it over and over again. It's a tremendous experience for them.
So we're obviously, us as spectators, we're very familiar with so many of the guys in your lineup, both forward and defense. But there's a couple guys that I want to single out a little bit. Sam Charco.
Yep.
I want your opinion on where he's at as an 18-year-old and, you know, the pace that he plays with. Braden Regal, the defenseman.
Yeah, I think, Sam, I was just talking to Nat about this. You know, a kid who was in the league at 16, 17 and then had to start this year as a junior A player. And there's for him, there's probably a greater appreciation for being in the league, being in it, you know, getting a second chance. And he might not be the flashiest, you know, player, but he's really come along for us. Like he's a heavy, strong player. He's good down low in the cycle. He's a great teammate. And I think, you know, he cares a lot and wants to win and wants to do well. And I think his play's been, you know, only getting better every single day.
You know, he looks explosive. His first try is pretty strong. He's got a good wide base. And he closes quickly on players.
Yeah. And he's probably, you come into the league as a 16-year-old and maybe you're not sure your identity or what type of player you're going to be at this level. And maybe, I don't want to speak for him. Maybe he dealt with that a little bit when you first got into the league. But I think now he's looking at himself, you know, where he can be a two-way guy, maybe chip in a little bit offensively, but strong, heavy, create turnovers on the forecheck, battle. And I think he's got a great role model in front of him with Misha Volotovsky. I think there's a lot of comparables to the two of them. And I think that's a great opportunity for a guy like Misha to help mentor a kid like Sam, who's going to be, you know, back in the league as a 19-year-old and hopefully as a 20-year-old. And, you know, he's finding his role. He's finding his identity. And I think most importantly is we want kids here that care and that are want to get better every single day, that care enough to do the little things to help the team win. And I'm seeing a lot of that from Sam.
You know, he didn't have a lot of points as a 16-year-old, and as a 17-year-old, he really improved. I mean, in Seattle, he had some good offensive numbers, and I can see why. He was cut this year, and I asked their play-by-play guy last game, Tom Buning, I said, what happened? How come he got cut? He says, I don't know. He was the last cut. He goes down to Vernon and plays in the BCHL. I think he was averaging 20 minutes of ice time a night. He had like 11 goals in there. I'm just wondering if he's just on a springboard ready to burst, because I think the last three or four games, he looks like he can get things done on the ice, because he's got that great – I think he's got great stride. Braden Rigall.
Yeah, I mean, Riggs is a kid that, again, first year in the league, trying to find his role and his identity, and big body, again, another kid who's just a great teammate. He's had a terrific attitude through his first year when sometimes you're not in the lineup or you're playing limited minutes. He's continued to work hard in practice every day and got his first WHL goal last night. Had a great opportunity to score, but I think he was just being unselfish and wanted to get the assist off the faceoff on the next play there. And, you know, I thought he's been just getting better and better.
What about Colton Gerois, who had the game winner tonight? That shot caught me off guard.
But, yeah, me too.
Well, and earlier he had a shot hit the goal, Cruz Chase in the mask. Yep. He could have had a second goal. Was it like when he's moving his feet, he can be really effective?
Yeah, he's obviously, I think everybody sees his size, and he's got really good hands for a big guy and a quick release. Like you even saw that all of a sudden it was on his stick, off his stick from the wall, and I think it caught the goalie off guard. And I think, you know, yes, he played in the league last year, but he's a late 17-year-old, so, like, it's not even his draft year yet. You know, he's borderline a 16-year-old, so he's only going to improve, get better and better through having a good summer, and another player who's kind of been thrown right into the fire here, and I'm happy for him. He deserves it.
Coach, he played at U15 with JPHL, the Junior Prospects Hockey League. Are you familiar with that at all?
Not at all.
No, I didn't either. 28 games, he got 71 points. I know it's part of the North Stars Hockey Academy in Alberta. So, I mean, obviously, I don't care what level he played at.
Yeah.
You get 71 points in 28 games. There is some offense there.
Yeah, I mean, I leave the leagues I just came from.
Yeah.
I've been in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Massachusetts. So by the time I finally become familiar with a league, I'm off to a different place. So I'm learning Western Canada, I guess, a little bit again.
I've never heard of that
league. It's an unsanctioned league.
It's unsanctioned, but still.
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously he's doing something right.
You know, he's 17 years old, so I see him. Big kid, 6'3". I'm you got to be very pleased with that entire effort today.
Tired.
Yeah.
Need some sleep. My voice is gone.
I like
coaching a lot of hockey.
Well, they played with a ton of energy. Like, yeah, I'm tired too, and I didn't have to go out there. Like, are you, I don't want to say surprised, but that the pace that the guys were able to play at the entire game, it didn't seem like there was ever really a let off the gas pedal.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm not surprised. Like, our kids, again, I think I've said this on the broadcast, like, you see the results sometimes, and it can be disappointing or discouraging, but we get to be with them every single day, and they care, and they want to work, and they were frustrated with how last night ended with the opportunity that we felt like we squandered. We thought we played a good hockey game up until, you know, we had an opportunity with that five-minute power play at the end, and it went a little sideways on us. And again, like, it's about growth and it's about learning, and when you have those feelings of disappointment and frustration, you wake up the next day at whatever time we woke up today, noon. But then you have a new opportunity in front of you. And what are you going to do with that opportunity? And they made the most of it. And I can, you know, attest to the joy and pride that they feel right now. And now they get to watch the gold medal game tomorrow feeling really accomplished. And then we get to go back to work on Monday. So just a great way to end the week.
Last question, Coach. How do you squeeze a little more offense out of this group?
I have no idea yet. We're working on it. We're working on it. We got Ryan Lynn back hopefully next weekend, so that'll
change it.
That literally changes everything.
Yeah, I mean, you're adding a top three defenseman in the world at his age group. That's gonna help, and hopefully Mathis is on the horizon here too. So, and those guys, just they're game breakers. They make plays. Not only do they, you know, score the goals and do that, but they just create space and time for everybody around them. And, yeah. You know, we're not rushing either of them in. Ryan's still, you know, at this point kind of day-to-day, but we're fortunate we don't play till Friday, so we're hoping for the best.
I'm not sure you can get a whole lot much more offense out of that, but you're certainly get a work ethic.
Well, yeah, 2-1 win. It's not easy to do in this league, not easy to do against Portland, and so we're going to enjoy it tonight and tomorrow and then get ready for next Friday.
Prediction for tomorrow?
4-3 Canada. But I don't know if it's going to be, like, I think everybody wants it to be a tight nail biter, but I could also see one of the teams getting a fast start. And what was it, 2006? Was it Salt Lake, 2006?
No, 02.
02, when it was like 5-2 against the Americans.
Joe Sakic.
They kind of opened it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm so excited. I got, you know, for me, it's, I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. You know, 2-year-old's still a little young, but my 4-year-old's jacked out of his mind. there's a little divide in the house. My wife's American. My kids are dual citizens. So just kind of teaching them, they get to pick who they cheer for. Ooh. But fortunately for me, they're going Canada all the way. And mom's going with the U.S., and we got pancakes ready. And it should just be a really fun event. We'll get up early, hopefully get a little sleep tonight. And, you know, my wife was joking. She's just like, we just can't. It's so much hockey. But we'll get a little break after the game tomorrow. So
you know you can PVR it, eh?
Yeah, but it's not the same. You get all the texts and stuff. Yeah. We got to grind it out.
I get it.
I'm excited.
Good for you.
It should be fun.
Well, enjoy. Well deserved. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.